Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? My name is Tony Rizzano, and this is another episode of the world famous The University Love, the best podcast in 1, 2, 3 galaxies. But ladies and gentlemen, you and I, we just call this show Online Marketing Moves, and we are coming to you live today. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here to get you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be our goal. I want to get you away from that job. I want you to learn how to market yourself, create space, create something for yourself so you can get away from that job, become quote unquote valuable in the marketplace. You're already valuable, don't get me wrong, but we are here to help you. We are here to teach you. We are here to show you. We are here to guide you so you can learn how to market yourself and you can become the best of the best. And you and I, we can all work from the luxury of our home. So if you listen to this show, if you're a fan of this show, come in, sit down, learn, take what you learn and grow. And we will do this on a regular basis. Now, we're not going to do this show 5 days a week. From now on, this show will upload 2 to 3 times a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and maybe Fridays. Fridays, optional. Mondays, Wednesdays, and maybe Fridays. We will upload a show 2 to 3 times a week. If you want the bonus shows, they will be on Patreon. They will start uploading twice a week, starting this week. We've already uploaded our first bonus show. We talk about why audio is better than video. So if you want to listen to that, go to Patreon, sign up. It's $10 a month. Eventually it will go up. So sign in now, get the $10 a month. You will get 8 shows a month. In December, you will get 8 shows. I was sick last week, so we was able to do 1 show. We'll do 2 shows this week, 2 bonus shows. The first show, we will talk about God power versus willpower. So there you go. That's a preview. And the next show, I can't tell you yet. Okay? But that's that. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to do less shows, but they will be more powerful. They will be more impactful. They will be a whole lot better shows. We have a goal. We are going to get you up and running when it comes to running a business. We're going to get you marketable. We're going to get you ready. We're going to get you up. We're going to get you out. We are going to get you out there, okay? So that is the goal. That is the mission of this show. We got to do it. We must do it, okay? I must do that for you. Okay, so listen to this show. Keep listening. Keep learning. Keep applying. We are going to have you be the best of the best. All right? So, ladies and gentlemen, today I'm going to discuss something with you. Very important. Okay? It is story time. Okay? We are going to talk about why you should not be lazy when it comes to customers, when it comes to getting customers, acquiring customers, keeping customers. Why you should not be lazy. You don't want to be the lazy man. And I will give you a great story. Okay. Alrighty. Now, one time when I was growing up, I grew up around this place called Missouri, New Madrid, Missouri. I'm from a little town called New Madrid, Missouri. New Madrid, Missouri is a wonderful place, a lovely place. I remember there was a chicken restaurant. Okay, it was a great place. It was a great restaurant. They served fried chicken, and I remember it opened up, and everybody. I grew up in these apartments, and we would all go across the street, walk over there, get the chicken. They had chicken, they had corn, they had all the works, okay? And I remember they had a great, it was people coming in and coming out, flowing in, flowing out, you know? The land of milk and honey, you know, they was coming in, coming out. It was great. It was a great place. And I remember one day I went over there. It was a few months later. I guess I don't know what happened. I don't know what they was thinking. I remember I went over there and they started to sell hamburgers. Less chicken, more burgers. I don't know why they decided, hey, we're gonna switch this up. And I don't know if they got lazy, they got contempt. But I know one thing, they was like, oh, it's easier to make hamburgers. It's easier to make hamburgers. So I guess they did get lazy. They got lazy, and then it went downhill from there. And the people were like, yo, I can't get no hamburger. Where's the hamburgers? I can't get a hamburger. I can't get a hamburger. I can't get a hamburger. I mean, I can't get chicken. I can't get chicken. I can't get chicken. Where's the chicken? Where's the chicken? Where's the chicken? Ah, hamburger, 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 hamburger. They wanted to try to sell you a hamburger all the time because it was easier. And people stopped showing up and they shut down, you know, and they ran the people off. And so sometimes, just like the chicken place, sometimes you get lazy. We get lazy in relationships. As a guy, I don't know about women, but as a guy, I know there's been times, not with my wife, but there's been times when I was a young man, I would get super lazy and somebody would say, I want to go out. And I thought, the lazier I get, the more they're likely to just leave me alone. You know what I mean? And so, and it's bad to say, but it's true. And so I thought, if I just stop doing whatever, if I just get lazy, they'll leave me alone. I tried it. I applied it. It worked. It's bad to say. I feel bad, but you know, it happened. Instead of just having, you know, the guts to say, I don't want to deal with you no more. You know, it's just like, if you get the lazier you get, the more they're like, I'm leaving. Then it's like, oh, you gone? And so you don't want to be lazy when it comes to getting a customer. You don't want to be lazy and keeping a customer. You want to keep the customer. You want to give them the a great reason to stick around on your email list. So you don't want to be the person who never emails. You don't want to be the person who emails every time they have a sale. You want to email every day. Well, you should always be selling something, don't get me wrong, or sending them to a link or sending them somewhere. But what I'm saying is, don't be lazy. If they buy something from you for $2,000, don't think, oh, I got them now, you know. Don't be lazy. You will lose customers that way. Don't be lazy. Don't be lazy. Okay? Be mindful of that. Because everybody does it. Everybody has a, you know, it's like, whew, I worked hard to snag this girl. I worked hard to snag this guy. And then what do? You get comfortable. You get complacent. It happens. So you do not want to be lazy when it comes to keeping your customers. You want to always be working on that relationship. The best kind of relationship is one that you're always putting in work in. The one that you're always trying to do something new. You're always, you know, hey, it doesn't have to be every day. We both know that every day, every day is not going to be a honeymoon. You know this, and I know this, okay? But, you know, you're not going to fly to Paris every week. You know what I mean? But what you can do is put out an effort. You know, when you get with your girlfriend, when you get with your boyfriend, and you finally get him, and it's been 6 months, or 9 months, or a year, or 2 years, you know, 2 years later, you know what, they say, I want to do something, you go, you always want to do something, you know, do the thing that you did to get them, and if you keep that mindset, do the things that you've done to attract them, you will never go wrong, okay? I've had to learn this the hard way with my wife. I love my wife to pieces. I love my wife very, very much. I love my wife, and one of the things that I remember when we got together, I would dress up, and I was always dressed nice, you know. And I remember one day my wife said, "I remember, man, when I first met you, man, you was always dressed up, man, haircut, cap, you know, this, that, and the other." And I'd go, "Yeah, and she go, "You don't do it no more." And I thought, "I got you now," but you know, that's not the attitude to have, and it's not the way to keep somebody. And I'm not saying that, oh, my wife's gonna cheat on me or nothing. Well, she was my girlfriend at the time, but you know, I'm not saying that, you know, but you can't be lazy in language. You can't be lazy in love. You can't be lazy in relationships. And the customer, the service you provide, the customer you want, the customer you get, the customer you keep, you don't want to be lazy in that as well. You want the people to be happy. You want the people to stick around. You want the people to stick around forever. We all know that everybody's not going to stick around forever, but you want to put out the, you want to be the best. You want to be the best. You have to get the lazy, you have to get the lazy thought, the lazy way out of your mind. You have to get it you have to get it away from you. Okay. And so, ladies and gentlemen, keeping customers, it's hard work, but it doesn't have to be hard. You understand what I'm saying? And so, we will be back on Wednesday with the episode of Online Marketing Moves. Go to Patreon, sign up for the bonus episodes. Bonus episodes, there will be 2 this week. And we'll be back on Wednesday. But until then, my name is Tony Rizzano. Thank you for listening. And as always, everybody, peace.